Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mystic Records Radio.
We'll be right back.
brand new band that just signed up with Mystic Records, and they're a bunch of fun guys, and their new album out is titled Bombs Away, and they've been around for quite a while. Greg Elliott used to be with Fang, and they've got a lot of good stuff happening right now. And let me see where we at. Oh, here we are. And okay, looks like we have Greg Elliott on the phone with the new album titled Bombs Away. Hi, we just listened to your song. Hi, Greg. And we just listened to your song, Bombs Away, title also of your new release coming out on Mystic this week. And how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm, I'm excited as hell. You've been helping us get this record out, and everything seems to be falling into place. And, I just wake up in the morning just, like, shaking with excitement.
That's really good, and thank you. Yes, I love working with you, and love the music. It's really good. I mean, people are going to be so excited. I mean, it's music you just can't do without.
Well, thank you very much. We've been working on it very hard for it's been about 2 years that we've been working on new material. And we've just been plagued by a whole bunch of band lineup problems. First, we had a drummer that decided to go to my drummer and guitarist before the current lineup. They were brothers, and they had to go back to Arkansas to deal with some personal issues, and they picked. That we were just about to start recording. I was like, oh man, I got to do this all over again.
Oh, but, wow. That's a long way.
Yeah. Yeah. So I never hired a second guitarist, and we got a new drummer, Max Adams, who is just a machine. The guy is a metronome. He's disciplined in the studio, and he's really a great show live. So it's all been working out like fantastically, and I'm having a lot of fun just doing the Randy Rhoads thing of just being the only guitarist in the band. That's just it's a bit of a challenge. Like, I get to lay back a little bit more if I have a rhythm guitarist, but it just really is a lot of fun being the only guitarist.
Right. And I'm really excited about your release coming up. I really think it's going to go over big, and you know, the music says it all. And tell me, you know, how you guys got started.
Well, I had been living on Maui for about 7 years, and I came back to the Bay Area and was trying to jump back into the music scene. There's not much of a punk rock scene on Maui. It's there aren't any clubs that you can really play original music in. So I was just playing in all these top 40 bands. And for a while, it was kind of cool. I was just making all my money just, you know, playing Mustang Sally and some Stevie Ray Vaughan shit. But now I'm
some good songs, but now you've got your original stuff.
Oh, yeah, no, it's
up.
I love it. I mean, I'm in a time kick right now. It's Morris Day and the Time is just like, I've had Cool stuck in my head for like about a week now. But anyway,
yeah.
So I came back. I started playing with Sammytown from Fang and his band, the Resistaleros, which kind of morphed into the Fangaleros. And then we were just Fang because everybody wants to book Fang. And I was getting bored just doing Fang stuff. And I just put it out there that I was trying to start a band. And Joe from the American Terrorists, he was like, hey, I'm trying to start a band. And we've been working.
Joe
that
Fink,
was about 10 years ago.
Him, yeah.
Yeah, Joe Fink. And we've been working together for 10 years now. We did a release in 2007, we put out an album called No Escape that, you know, we made 1,000 copies of it. Actually, you can help me release this thing too. But anyway, that kind of, you know, it got our name out there, and it never really went anywhere. We still got way too many copies sitting in boxes in the garage.
Well, you know, well, that's okay. You know, we can do distribution and get your records in stores, and then, you know, you're planning on jumping on this tour that we got with Punk Rock Bowling and everything, and you'll be able to sell a lot of merchandise there.
Well, that would just be smashing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's, you know, and now, I mean, the way the album sounds, I really am hoping it makes a splash so I can quit swinging hammers and using saws and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
It's not just a greed thing. I mean, it's like I stopped playing music when I quit doing speed. I quit playing music for about 2 years because I kind of associated the two. And I started going crazy. Literally, I was just like, something is wrong in my life. And a friend of mine dragged me up on stage. This was on Maui. And just, you know, had me play like 3 or 4 songs. And, you know, within 3 songs, I had the whole dance floor packed and everything. I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. You don't have to quit playing music. And I am never going to stop playing music, man. I don't care if I'm, you know, playing acoustic in cafes, that's what I'm going to do.
Sure. Well, you know, I'm a musician as well, and my father
was a drummer. I kind of figured you might be.
Yeah, my father was a drummer, and I played keyboards from the time I was big enough to walk. I would crawl up on the piano and self-taught myself, you know, and it's just when I would wake up in the morning and see my dad tapping on the counter, you know.
That's good. You know what? Actually, I've got some keyboard parts for our next album, and maybe I'll drag you up here and put you in the studio and put you on the keyboard.
Well, we could do that, sure. I did my first recording by the time I was 9 years old, classical music, Franz Liszt, Oscars and Hammerstein.
Uh-huh, so you're trained.
Oh, yes, I am.
That's kind of where I got my start. My mom put me through the Suzuki method of piano teaching, which is absolutely horrible because they just teach you songs and teach you absolutely nothing about theory or technique or anything. They just teach you how to play clair de lune and, you know, all these, you know, the things to get your hands moving. And I got bored really quick, and, you know, about 2 years later, I discovered the guitar, and I was like, oh, that's a lot better.
Right. Well, you know, that's how I got into Franz Liszt, because I love those 16th notes. And that would really get my adrenaline pumping and going. And then I have to sit there and do this, you know, slow,
the
3-4 times,
yes.
You know,
yes.
Do a wild rose.
No, I could never get the two-handed schizophrenia of playing piano, like doing, you know, bass lines on your left hand and doing rhythms on your right, or doing a rhythm on your left and doing a lead. I could never get that down. And with guitar, it's just noise and attack. You know, it's just no choice and attack.
Right. Well, I took it a little step further, too, because I took lessons on a Hammond Model B organ. So you not only have your two hands going, but you also have
your bass pedals.
On the bottom, working your feet. Well, you know, I've always been hyperactive. And when you can channel a child who's hyperactive and just has energy to burn into something like that, it's like, I'm rolling, man. I'm just going into it. And my parents had this great big house with a barrel ceiling. And my mom had these little glass shells with little china teacups. And I'd get on those bass pedals and start rocking her little china, and she'd come running in there.
Yeah, man, that's what I'm actually really – I'm hoping to find a Hammond B3 player up here somewhere, because, I mean, I do – I've got other projects going on the side. Like, right now I'm doing an acoustic project with our bass player, Mikey Merritt, called Trainwreck.
Nice.
And we just played our first show the other night, and it went over pretty well. We got some work to do, but it went over pretty well.
Well, and the market has been showing that acoustic is very popular right now.
Right? It is. And I've got all these mushy love songs and, you know, ballady kind of Bon Jovi sounding things that I can't do with Fuck 'em.
But, you know.
And I,
you can come
up
with a different name, and I can give you a different label or genre, whatever, you know.
This is great. We're going to make $1 million.
I don't know. All we do is put you in the cannon and launch you.
That's all it takes, man. Well, that's not all it takes, having a whole bunch of luck and a wee bit of talent.
Yeah,
that's where I'm scared,
because
I'm not actually that good a guitarist. I just look real good up there.
Oh, stop.
And write real good stuff.
You're so shy. don't ever sell yourself short. You're very, very talented, and I enjoy your music.
Why, thank you very much. No,
yeah.
It's something I've found in rock stars, that it's always best to let other people sing your praises. For God's sake, be humble. You sound like an asshole if you don't.
Well, you know.
Hey, can I make a request? Can
you
play Warlords off of our album? Warlords.
I don't. All I have is Bombs Away loaded up on soundboard.
Gotcha.
Let me see.
For those of you who are buying the album that are listening to this, Warlords is my favorite song on the album.
There you go. Well, and since you guys are going to be touring, let me see.
We got a bunch of dates coming up.
Yeah. Well, here's a sample of one of the bands you're going to be playing with.
Watching parrots fly and get them naked in the sun. Because I'm tired of this van and I'm tired of what's his face beside me. But next time today, we all be right back. We wanna go back.
For quite a long time, and I'm sure you know Matt Nestor of Fatal Error.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
that's good stuff. It's they got vocal harmonies, man. That's good stuff there.
Oh well, that's the Fornicators that I just played
Home
for Heroin. Yeah, that was the Fornicators. The song.
That's funny. We're gonna do Serving on Heroin. Right on.
But Fatal Error is playing with them at DePaz's and Modern Enemy, and I wish I could get you guys in on that one. That one's all sewn up, but Fatal Error just came out with this one here. I'll put this one's titled.
Song Let's Get High and Fuck. Man, those guys are brutal. That's some brutal guitar work there. I like that.
Well, I,
as Nathan
I
Explosion there, would say, that's so brutal.
I did put out their EP Seasoned Veterans as well, and they're in the studio right now recording It's Human to Error.
Easy for you to say.
<I'm> stumbling over my own tongue.
Okay, I got to put my teeth in.
I haven't lost mine yet.
Hey, can I throw out a quick Can I throw out a quick plug for ourselves here?
Of course, I will. Yes, and I want to play your song again because you tuned in just after I played it. So, yes.
What am I? Are you your only listener now? No, I'm just kidding.
No.
Contact us at our. People can contact us at our Facebook page. It's just Fuck 'Em on Facebook, FUKM. And we've got a website that needs a little bit of updating, but it's fuckem.org, FUKM.org. And I assume you'll be hearing our stuff on iTunes and Spotify and all that pretty soon here. And let's see what else. That's about all the plug I got.
Well, you have a show coming up in Oakland.
Oh, yeah. We're playing at the we're doing a battle of the bands to get on the Hate Street Fair stage this weekend. What the hell is the date? The 14th, I believe. Is that it?
There you go.
Yeah. Okay. And then we are playing at the Red Hat on the 28th with some friends of ours, Bite, which is a straight rock and roll band out of San Francisco.
Sure. And on the 28th, that's at the Red Hat at 1860 Monument Boulevard in Concord, California.
Correct. And that first one that I was talking about was at Lennon Studios on Door Street in San Francisco, in between Harrison and Folsom, I believe. And
then,
that one's going to be really fun.
Right. You know, April 28th is my birthday.
You kidding? Really? Well,
yes.
I will throw a shout out to you from the stage.
Aww. And we also have.
It sounds like we're playing for you guys with the Fornicators on the 28th of May at
Las Vegas.
Punk Rock Bowling, but it's like off Broadway. We're off Punk Rock Bowling.
That's right. And we also have James Lou Greco of the Schadenfreuders, who's just joined us. Hey, James.
Hey, what's up, Candace? How you doing?
All right. We're talking with Greg Elliott of the band Fuck 'Em, who's just talking about joining you guys on stage May 28th.
Is that
in
the one
Las
at
Vegas?
The Hard Hat? Is that at the Hard
at
Hat?
The
or
Hard
at
the Hat.
Little...
Yeah, yeah.
At the Hard Hat, right? Cool. Right on.
Yeah, that one's going to be fun, man.
Yeah, dude, that whole debauchery is going to be fun. That whole tour is going to be awesome.
Hey, I'm curious. Ooh. Does this get us into the other shows at Punk Rock Bowling, or is this just off?
So it's just off of it. The Fornicators, they're playing the Punk Rock Bowling show with the Casualties and all that. And they are getting... passes for the event. I know that we had went and gotten bought our passes prior, but before they had let us know, but I sold my ticket and they're giving me one, but it won't get us into the club.
You sold your ticket and you didn't give it to me? Oh, I'm gonna strangle you. You know, just to pay you back, I'm going to ride in that bus all the way from Portland all the way down to L.A. and Vegas, and I'm going to make your life miserable because I'm going to be taking pictures of you every time you do anything.
We're going to be really drunk the whole time. So, as you know, we bought the RV for that tour just so you can put the partition up and drink the whole time.
Dude, that is a tour, man. I did a tour with Fang in an RV, and it is so much better than just renting a van.
Yeah, we did it last year with Ron from
The Rotters.
He played in The Rotters and Public Enema and fucking Group Sex.
I remember that guy.
They set us up on a tour last summer. That one we got signed to Mystic on, actually. And he drove the whole time, and we just got hammered in the back. I mean,
and they came up to my ranch. My ranch after it was 4th of July.
Yeah.
And we did a video shoot in the garage, and then we all jumped in the river and went swimming because I have a river that runs through my property.
Man, I got to rewrite my summer plans.
There you go.
That sounds like
fun.
Out there. That river was a lifesaver.
Yeah, and we're talking about doing it again this year, huh, James?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Well, I know you've been talking about doing a festival thing there. I don't know what's going on with that, but or like a big show there, weren't you?
Yeah, we're looking for 4th of July to have. Private party though, you know. We're just gonna do a private thing and just rock this place.
Right on.
James has been here, but explain to him about what I told you where we're gonna put the stage.
Oh, it's good setup for acoustics. We'll have to like maybe take a little piece out of the hill. Well, we could, or maybe it doesn't have to, but it's like there's a big hill behind it. She's got a big piece of property, man. Pretty huge, but it's good. The acoustics will be bitching in that spot, definitely. So.
Well, yeah, because we have the highest mountain in the area, and I own up it, down it, and up the next side. And there's like a little flat plateau just a little ways down from the top. You can drive straight up on it, and you can see over.
You can see over
the entire valley, Mount Shasta to the north, Mount Lassen to the east. And everybody's below us in the canyon, so they are going to get their ears full of punk rock.
Oh my God, that sounds fun! Yeah, we want in on this one, man. Definitely,
yeah, it's gonna be fun.
And we have our own private beach, so it's like, yeah, anything goes.
Oh hell yeah!
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
All right, fuck 'em once in for sure.
All right. Well, you know, James, you just recently joined us on the air here, so I'm going to play Fuckum's new release that's coming out tomorrow, and this is titled Bombs Away.
Cool.
There's nothing left. Cities laid to waste. Blown to outer space. Bombs fall from the sky. You know you're gonna die. You know what I've gotta say. Fuck you, bombs away. No survivor mission. Now that's a specialty. We'll be right back.
have to say, I love the cover of the album, too, because it's got a sexy girl in a bathing suit riding on a bomb, and it's like, yeah, totally cool.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Cool.
Yeah. Went through a couple of ideas on the album cover, and Mark DeVito is he's the guy who designed the last Motorhead album cover, and he's just a fucking genius, man. Yeah,
right on.
Really came up with this pretty quick.
You guys live in Ventura, right?
What?
You guys live in Ventura, right?
No, we're up in Oakland.
Yeah, they're close.
Oh, in Oakland.
Closer to all of us.
Yeah.
They're up in Portland.
Yeah, no, you guys all downstate. We're in the Bay Area, and just started working with Candace as she expressed an interest about a year ago, and we thought we were ready, and then my drummer and guitarist had to go to Arkansas to go rehab.
Oh yeah, that happens.
Another band almost destroyed by drugs.
Yep.
Yeah, but you know, it turned out for the best, because now you've got this new drummer, and everything is falling into place quite well.
Cool.
It certainly, you know, it all happens for a reason somehow, right?
That's right.
It does, really. We're actually,
I
don't know if I told you this yet, Candace, but we were, we're just about done, finished recording our 18-song album called Born and Bred to Rip and Shred. We'll be doing that on the tour too. So,
ooh,
we're gonna do the release on the tour. So, yeah, I don't know if we had told you that, but now you know. But it's good.
Well,
it's got the first six songs that we have on the EP we released. It's got those, and it's got 12 more as well on it. So it's got good songs like Fuck Paps and Hams and fucking Glory Hole. It's got some good ones on there.
Dude, we're gonna get along good. Yeah, dude, we're gonna get along good.
Hey, we party, dude.
Yeah. No, it's we write stuff. We got a song called "Let's Get High and Fuck."
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's pretty much all of our songs.
Yeah.
We have a song called "Let's Go Fuck."
they've got one that says "Pull Your Panties Down." Title
yeah,
is "Pull
Your
Panties,
panties down.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
you know, along those lines is always a surefire winner, man.
Yeah, no shit.
Sure.
We like to say that every song we do is a love song, because we love what we're singing about.
Yeah, there you go.
Pussy.
Yep, pussy and drugs.
Yeah, that song about wrecking your car. Yeah, that's a love song, man.
Yeah, we actually have a new one that we're writing called Schadenfreude 3. We're in the middle of writing it, because we got Schadenfreude and then Schadenfreude 2, and this one's gonna be Schadenfreude 3. And there's a line in it where it's like, wrap my car, drunk driving with a buddy, wrap my car around a tree, holy fucking moly, Schadenfreude 3.
We definitely
that's
have to
it,
do
that. That's
man.
It. I'm driving the motorhome. That's it. I'm driving.
I have to go over to Bones today, actually, because I got to start remodeling the interior on that, because we need to make it so it sleeps eight people, you know, because fornicators are staying in it with us. So I'm basically going to turn all the beds into bunk beds. You know, do what I can. There's a bed in the back. I'm going to tear that out and put in two bunk beds back there, you know, two double bunk beds.
Can I give you
a tip? It's going to work.
You
it's
guys are
tight.
Only three-piece.
Yeah, we're only three-piece, and then they're a four-piece, but we're bringing a driver as well.
Who's
we're supposed
me?
To be.
You're bringing me.
Are you driving now?
Sure, I'll drive.
No, man, you need a merch stick and somebody
driving.
To carry all your shit.
Yeah, that's our merch person. They're going to do our merch. We're going to even do our merch and our basically carry our fucking cabinets in so we can...
There you go. See, that's
great.
Well,
that's
yeah,
the only part about touring that I hate now.
Uh-huh. Well,
they need to learn
anyway,
to make... Go ahead.
Well, you got to have somebody to sell your merchandise, and I'm going to be busy with my camera, but I've ordered a lot of merchandise, and I'm going to bring some old vintage Mystic records, very rare ones. Like
oh, yeah? Like what? spill the beans.
Like everything
I'll
you
buy
can
them before
think
you spill them.
Doug
sent me some really
you can
freaking
think
cool
of.
Ones.
Oh well, I know you're a collector. I'll just give you some.
Uh-huh. You know I do. I love my vinyl, like my rare vinyl. Actually, I just
scored
a. Huh?
Go. I just going to throw you out a two-band traveling tip.
A two-band traveling kit?
Yeah, tip. A tip. Man.
Oh,
it's
tip.
Like I was touring with Fang and Verbal Abuse, like, and we're all in a Winnebago. and there's this one dude that we had there that was, like, supposedly our merch guy, and the dude just could not keep his shit wired tight, man. He'd spread himself out over three seats, man. Don't let any of your
yeah.
people do that. Keep them wired tight.
yeah, no shit. But I just scored, though, the other day. There's these benefits going on for this guy, Johnny Cat. He's got cancer or whatever, and they've been having some big shows, and the Spitz came out here and played the Observers, but they had the Spitz brought with them. I don't know if you know remember this, Cance, but in 2010, NOFX and the Spitz did a split, a 7-inch split. And they had one test pressing that exists, and I fucking won that shit in the raffle the other night.
Oh, that's cool.
Dope, yeah.
No
test
effect
pressing,
split with
Spitz,
who?
No effect. The Spitz.
Oh, wow, how cool is that?
Yeah, it tested the only test pressing that exists.
Yeah, you did.
Lord. Yeah, that's my newest one in my collection, but yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I can. You know,
I have
I
lost
can,
so many
know.
Record collections. I used to have such an awesome record collection, and it just kind of like there's this point in my life
girlfriend.
Where I was moving every 6 months, and it would just disappear.
Yeah,
girlfriends
has been the biggest
a...
thing in my record collection.
Yeah, right.
Helen's mine.
Yeah.
I had a really good record collection that I had started from the early 60s. And I had so many good albums, and in one short moment, when my house got burglarized, it's like it all went away. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
That's how it happens, though. People know what to grab, you know. And typically, if somebody's grabbing shit like that, it's probably somebody you fucking know, you know, because they know it's there.
Right. Oh yeah, that's true, huh?
Yeah, scumbag, dude.
Well, here, I got a song for them for that.
Yeah.
Take a bite for a ride.
track off of my new compilation album. Of course, that's the Fornicators, No Blanks. But that album is really climbing fast. And Schadenfreude, you're on that album too. And Durable Turds.
There's a name.
Seattle.
Oh, hey, you got to hear this song by the Durable Turds. This is called I Like Chili. Computer, because I have the Schadenfreude on that from when I did your release, and that's why I haven't played any of your music today, because I don't have it. I need to.
Oh, no.
I need to make. I know, right? Oh my God. Oh,
Spotify, this you got one freaking job. No, I'm just kidding.
I know, right?
Spotify,
well, I was really bummed that I broke my computer. I took it with me.
Is the hard drive still good?
What?
Is the hard drive still good in it?
No, I took it into Staples and asked them if it was still good, because I was going to have them pull it and extract everything off of it. And they said, you busted it. And it's like, oh, God. But that's not a big deal, because I have your CD, and I just need to make some more WAV files so that I can play your music. I thought that was that song, I Like Chili by the Turds. And, I know that Greg would have get a kick out of that. So, but, I mean, what
was that?
Why is that? Well, James, would you like to elaborate?
On that song?
Yeah.
It's pretty funny, dude. It's like, it's poppy sounding, but it's good. It's like, what is it? Roses are red, violets are blue. I like chili, let's fuck. It's like one of the lines in it.
Okay, cool.
Cocaine is white. Viagra is blue. Let's get gacked and fuck all night.
Yeah.
That's kind of it's right up our alley.
Well, that's what I thought I was.
Mm-hmm.
Funny thing is like our bass player just recently got sober. The singer Joe, he owns a mechanic shop now, so he really doesn't drink the way we used to, and I'm just old, man. I just can't even freaking drink the way I used to, man. It's just too much to get up in the morning. So it's like we write all these songs about doing drugs and getting drunk, but all of us are just kind of like, yeah, no, I'm good with water. Thanks, man.
It reminds me of the last time.
Although
I am
smoking my morning. Wait, you go.
Well, you know, that'll get you going in the morning. But,
usually I just smoke a bowl in the morning. It's, you know.
That's what I'm doing right now.
That's how you start the freaking day, man.
Oh, fuck. We actually played last night at this place called Ashtray, downtown Portland. We got pretty fucking late.
Are you guys up in Portland?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because we're going to be, we're going up to, in June, I think it is, we're playing Cobain Fest, man. We're looking for some gigs on the way.
Yeah,
if y'all ain't doing nothing.
I book out here, so I got some good connects. I can you send me the exact date you need?
Cool.
I'll put it together. Speaking of which, also on the so we're leaving Portland on the 10th for the tour coming up.
On the
what? We're playing Bend on the 10th. On the 10th, we're playing Bend, Oregon on the 10th. But on the 11th, we were going to try to tour a show in the Bay Area, like on our way down to LA. I don't know if you guys
okay.
can help out with that. That's
well, before
ago.
You get to Bay Area, you need to stop by here and pick up some merchandise and a guitar, because I've got an extra guitar that I'm sending down with you guys.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
And I can hook you up with a pass you get here in the Bay Area somewhere, for sure.
Yeah, that would be cool. It'd be on the 11th. I think it's a Thursday night. Yeah, Thursday night.
All right, I got to hunt you down on Facebook here, man. How do you spell your name?
James, and it's LOG.
Here, I'll just send him a link to your page. How about that?
We have booking at schadenfreuders.com. We have a web domain, so as well.
Oh, okay, cool. I'll put that down.
Yeah. Booking at schadenfreuders.pdx.com. Sorry.
Okay, you guys got to talk because I got to do this on the keyboard here.
That's fine.
Okay.
The Fornicators, I know they're going to be, so they're using one of your, grabbing guitar from you is what we're doing. Because I know they're using one of our guitars, but they have two guitar players, right? And they're using our bass gear and our drums and all that.
Right. Yep.
Okay, cool.
And, and here we go. I've got Chili from the drum.
Club that's like it's it looks like it's about 75% parking lot and 25% club. And it's they got a great big stage. It looks kind of like a barn. I can't remember the name of the, like,
let's see, there's the Kraken, there's El Corazon, there's the Kraken. I don't know which one that is. I don't really go to Seattle too often.
It's, no, it's like so. Johnny something. Johnny V's.
Oh, maybe that's
yeah, Johnny V's. I've heard of that.
Yeah,
oh, Johnny V's. Yeah, with a V, yeah.
Yeah. No, I played up there once, but that's the only time I played in Portland.
Mm-hmm.
But I loved it, man. The scene up there is pretty cool. Yeah, in the Bay Area, man, one time I looked it up on the list, there are literally 400 shows here every freaking night. So everybody down here is so jaded, it's really hard to, like, you know, kind of break out and make a splash here, you know?
Yeah, that sucks. We got a real tight scene up here in Portland. Like, we all work together.
So it sounds like.
Yeah, we try not to overbook. We try not to double book nights. You know, I mean, it happens, obviously. But,
sure.
Yeah, we got a fucking real. This is probably the best thing I've. Like, I used to travel when I was younger, fucking freight train, all that bullshit. But this is by far the best city for punk I've ever fucking seen.
When you were younger, you're not even 40 yet.
Oh, you know, this is in my 20s.
I swear to God, these kids these days.
I know, right? Well,
get off my freaking lawn.
I'll never be 40.
That's what I thought when I was 35, man.
That's, I already got two members in my band that are in their 40s. I don't need to be 40. They can be 40.
You guys can handle that part, man. I got you.
Yeah, well,
yeah, like, like, dude, I'll party and do the moves, all right? You guys go ahead and be old.
Yeah, I'll handle a couple of Viagra and cocaine. You guys just go ahead.
Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong
with you.
Devil's
I'll bring you some. I would bring you some insure to the show. Don't worry.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that.
All right, here we go. I've got another song.
Oh, yeah, it was good. I have fun.
Yeah. had to throw some doggy style in there. It just kind of fits.
That's cool. Yeah.
All right, let me put away the Vaseline. That's the first time I heard myself on the radio, so, you know.
There you go. Well, you know, this tour is going to be so much fun. I mean, come on, just the names of the bands, you know, Fornicators, Schadenfreude, Suckum.
It's going to be a lot of wet T-shirt nights.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It's going to be good. It's going to be fun, you know.
Right arm.
Yeah. Did you get my info on the Facebook?
I found you. I hunted you down and requested you.
Awesome.
Yeah, but yeah, definitely let's trade some gigs, man. That's a long drive up to Seattle without anything in between.
I can do
shows right here in Red Bluff too. We have the National Guard Armory. And they pull out a big flatbed, and it's a great big huge hall. I've had a few punk shows there, not in a long time, but it works really good. And what I do is a silent auction for the widows of fallen soldiers, and I donate 100% of the proceeds to that. And then whatever we charge at the door goes directly to the bands.
That's cool.
Yeah.
We're down.
I'm down for that.
Yeah.
Also,
It's really nice too, and it's for a good
cause.
Wait,
Candace,
too.
I thought you were down in L.A.
Oh no, I live in Cottonwood, Redding area.
Oh Jesus Christ! Okay, sorry, man.
I'm old.
I got two brain cells left. And they throw rocks at each other most of the time, so you know.
Right, exactly. You know, I'm halfway in between you and in Portland. You know, and we can do good gigs up here. I was doing some at this pizza place, Papa Joe's, and then there's another place in Chico, Monstro's Pizza, and the Chico Pirate Punks put the shows on there.
Yeah.
And last time Dr. No came up here, I filmed Brandon Cruz and Ishmael. They were the only two original members with the band, but they
Is Johnny
Bees
and Medford still doing shows?
Who?
Johnny B and Medford?
I can put you in contact with the Medford Pirate Punks and they handle shit out there with that place, I think.
Right on.
And then there's the band. There's a band I can get you showing, Band of Oregon, too. I got a buddy out there who books out there as well. He'll get you up with a place to stay for a night.
I'm not sure if the Pirate Punks are going to. See, we got a kind of a history with the Pirate Punks. We were I used to live at Hazmat with Marcus.
And
we're all good and shit, but since he's out, like, it's turned into
I've
this really weird
him,
political
but
thing.
A few times.
Yeah,
I really liked the guy, except he was just kind of spun out for a while.
I met him at the 2010 when I played in Puke and Rally. We played 2010 Libertatia. We play Libertatia every year.
Right.
Like we
I tried
year.
To get him to have the Libertatia up here at my ranch.
That was one of Fuckum's first gigs was the 2000, I want to say 2007, 2008
Libertatia. Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was weird. It was like I was playing guitar for Verbal Abuse and Fuckum at the same time.
Yeah.
And
I love Verbal Abuse. I never knew you played with them.
That's cool.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun, but again, they're too spun out, so I had to walk away from that. I can't do this shit anymore, man.
We played with them the two Libertations ago out there. Well, yeah, Verbal Abuse, man, you got Sick Pleasure. I mean,
we did a bunch of Sick Pleasure songs, and I honestly like the writing in Sick Pleasure a lot better.
Pleasure more too. That's my favorite out of all three of those.
It's
some
seriously chunky writing.
Yeah,
and Nikki came up with all that shit. Nikki Sicky wrote all that stuff, man. Uh-huh. I was so surprised because when we were doing that Fang and Fuckum tour, I mean Fang and Verbal Abuse tour, I was playing in Fang and Nikki was playing bass for us because we couldn't. I had to teach him the songs on the way to the shows. I'm like. Yeah, no, you
put Brandon in place for him, right? You talking about for Fang?
Actually, no. Brandon just quit.
They got a new
guy now. Yeah, he's taking off for greener pastures or some shit. I don't know. I never talked to him about the reason. Now Sammy's, Sammy's off and running again. He's he's working on a new album and all kinds of shit.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever check out their little thing they did, the Disciples?
Yeah, yeah. They were good. That was kind of a weird harder period.
Yeah, it was like faster thing.
That's what he's doing right now. Is he's going for more of a New York? He's going for more of a New York hardcore sound now.
Oh, cool!
Like it sounds like the Cro-Mags, you know? I mean, it's
wow, really? That's cool.
Yeah.
It's like a lot more brutal than it used to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's kind of Disciples was kind of sounded like Fang but faster. They played out here at a place gone now. It's called the Red Room, but they did a Fang set followed by the Disciple set.
Yeah. Yeah, no, anytime it was weird, man. When I was in the Resistoleros, it was like anytime we tried to book a Resistoleros tour and they found out it was Sammytown, they'd be like, "Oh, well, can you have Fang play?" And we'd be like, "Man, come on, dude, we're trying to do this new freaking thing here, man. Give us a break." And it always ended up being a Fang gig.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was kind of annoying, actually.
Yeah. That would be shitty.
Yeah, it's like, come on, man, can't you guys,
we're not Fang, dude. We're Resilient.
Yeah.
Which is a good band, too.
I had more fun playing in the Resistoleros because it was just, it was all downstroke rock and roll,
Yeah.
So it's like, it was really a lot more work than playing in Fang. You could just play as sloppy as you want, and as long as the drums and bass land on the one, you're good,
Yeah, it's all about timing, dude. It's all about timing. The crowd won't even fucking notice.
Exactly, It's like, I can play as sloppy as hell.
Yeah, you'll see when we play. We fucking, our EP was Kings of Drunk. Like, we literally get fucking wasted before we play shows. We get wasted, and dude, we're running all over the place. Like, I run around the stage all over the fucking place. And
I have to be able to get wasted before you. We used to do that a lot. I just can't fucking do it anymore, man.
There's those moments where you're like, you're jumping around or like running across the stage and your fucking finger slips. But, as long as your timing's good, they don't even fucking
right.
move through, Yeah. And your lead. Timing in your lead.
Yeah. Gotta stay on point for the leads.
Yeah, you can't fuck up the leads. We got bass leads. We got guitar and bass leads in our fucking band, so. That's what I'll stop. Stand still for a second. I go, okay, I gotta do the lead. I'll stand still. Pretty fun, though.
Okay, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
You first.
Go ahead,
you first. Go ahead.
I was excited to play with you guys. You guys
You're on, Mama.
Sounds pretty good, man. But go for it, Candace.
Okay, so Greg had a request earlier, so here we go with Warlords.
Let's just be warriors, no pity.
I know, I saw. I put you back on when you called Becky, okay. And I seen it.
That's my favorite song, man. When I get all metal with it.
Mm-hmm. And that's also on your new album that's going to get submitted tomorrow.
That is, I'm hoping that one's going to kind of put us on the map. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a nice song.
Honestly, I don't care which one puts us on the map as long as we got on the fucking map, you know?
That's all we care about.
Well, you know, the Schadenfreuders are my lucky number 7. The Fornicators are the first band that came to my label. And it's all working out really good. I'm really excited about everything that's coming down and
we're building up.
It's not even good.
Yeah, it's building up. Pretty cool.
Yep.
Gotta start doing some wax.
Doing some what?
Some wax, some vinyl.
Yeah.
Oh, wax.
Yeah.
Well,
put it out on wax for you.
Put it on wax.
I like that idea, you know. I really do.
That's what's selling right now.
Yeah, it is.
Ain't nobody buying CDs.
Vinyl's coming back hard. Hard.
It
hard
is, but, you know, I think
12 inches of hot wax coming at you.
I think a good way to promote CDs at the shows is to, have a download card. To have a download card inside the CD that when they buy the CD, they get a free download card as well.
I saw this band selling thumb drives.
About that yesterday.
Selling
drives?
What?
Like for the phone? The like drive? Memory?
Well, no, just little thumb drives you plug into your computer. This one band that was coming through was selling their shit on that, and I was like, that's not a bad idea.
That's a great idea.
I've never heard of it.
You know, they're selling them for like $15 a piece, and I imagine each, you know, if you buy them in bulk, you can get them for like $3 or $4 a piece. And I was like, damn,
how does it work?
A pretty damn good idea. You get a 3 or 4 gig thumb drive, download all your shit to it, all the, you know, contact information, any other little, you know, tchotchkes you want to throw on the drive, and then you just sell that and it and just, you know, write your band name on it.
I like
and
the,
they were selling them, man. I mean, they were going.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
A trip.
I know, I like it.
Too easy
work,
to lose, though, I thought.
Huh?
How does it work? They just plug it into their computer to listen to it?
Yep.
Or do they? Can they plug it in their phone?
No, you can't plug it into your phone, but you can, like, you know, you transfer it from your computer to your phone.
Like a USB memory stick.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly,
wow.
Just a thumb drive. No,
wow,
it was, I mean, it seemed like
cool
a good
idea,
but I also thought that it's easy to erase and it's easy to space it out.
That's
where
the thing with the digital download. The digital download, you can put it right on your freaking phone or anything, you know.
Yep.
You just type in the code, basically,
so cool.
And boom.
It's the future, man.
Here,
well,
the digital download is where it's at, man.
If you put those
in a record.
The only problem, though, is if people are going to put these out and they're not going to professionally be published or registered, mm-hmm. anybody can steal their songs.
Exactly.
See, that's why you guys mm-hmm. need me to protect you and to register your music through BMI. And you know what? We could seriously think about doing some of these drives because I really like the idea. And so long as I've already put your releases up on the distribution, you know, through Sony Music, we could easily do these drives. I mean, what an innovation. I mean, that's
so
cool.
I thought it was
And they were selling them for $15 a piece. I mean, my gosh, we have to put out $1,000 for CDs, you know, up front, cash all at once. And flash drives, oh, man. You know what? You gave me something to think about for the tour because, no, I'm serious. You know, I mean, you guys are published, both of you are published professionally. Well, you know, Greg, yours will be tomorrow. But, I mean, that's the key, you know. That's the key right there is because you're entitled to your performance rights. You're entitled to keeping 100% of your song royalties and your writer composition, you know, and you know, nobody can steal your music. I mean, if people think that they're going to do these little flash drives on their own, they're going to get bootlegged hardcore.
Oh, of course.
Right.
And, I imagine
you could code them some way so that they're not transferable off of the stick.
Let me tell you, any sound engineer, including myself, I can rip anything off of anything. I mean, if,
that's true.
Okay, check this
if
out.
If you're nerd enough, you can do anything pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had, Mystic had an old song called Friends and Strangers, I Don't Want to Be Alone Tonight. And people were bootlegging it and marketing it, and Doug didn't have any of the records left at all for me to rip the files. So I found it on YouTube, and Philip was able to rip it because they were illegally putting it up. And then we published it and put it out because we own the copyrights and have contracts for that music. So now it's back in our hands. You know, and
that's
that's the whole thing.
Can you
with
shut?
Being
are you able to shut
by,
down other people doing it?
Yes.
Well, cool. I guess that's how Prince gets control all of his shit. Yeah, I'm
well,
a big Prince
know,
fan too.
You have to be
Prince?
Able to protect the artist.
Well, Prince.
You know.
Yeah,
and
for
speaking
sure.
of protecting the artist. This is one of my favorite songs.
I like to hear you talk like this.
punk rocker when I come.
And you know, Greg, I have a 1.8 mile driveway, And there's a little 25 acres that used to belong to our property way back in the 1950s. And we have 135 acres here. And they decided that they were going to lock the gate and not allow me in and out. And there's a mountain on one side and a river and a high cliff on the other side. Well, I got sick and tired of it, and I drove my truck. I've got a great big F-250 4x4. I drove it down the river and straight up the side of the cliff.
Yeah, that's how you were getting across when we were over there. We were driving through the frickin' river.
Yeah, well, I got a new driveway now.
Awesome.
Yeah, all you have to do is just drive straight across. I got my permit from Department of Fish and Game, and made a retaining wall, and it survived this heavy winter. And I have a beautiful driveway. I'll shoot you guys some pictures. I've got them up on Facebook. I'll shoot you some more.
Man, yeah, y'all some country motherfuckers, ain't you?
She's out there now.
Yeah, all we have to do
just got sidewalks installed where I'm at, so we're not too far ahead of you, but, you know.
Well, we don't have sidewalks, but, you know.
Oh, I could tell by the way you described your driveway.
Yeah.
Like, man, we're going to need four-wheel drive to get up there, aren't we?
Yeah, for sure. We park our RV at on the drive. And
you can't get to my RV up there. Yeah, they park their motorhome underneath the bridge where it's owned by the county, and then we have a private gate up on the main road to keep riffraff out, supposedly. And
you're letting them in.
No, that's my lucky number 7. You guys are all my lucky bands, you know. I love you all. And no, really, seriously.
Okay, thanks, Mom.
As quiet as it's kept, in the late 80s when I worked at the Café de Grand, I was in my late 20s in the 80s. So, you know, do your math.
Yeah.
Okay, you got a couple of days on me.
Yeah, I do, but, you know.
You're still young at heart, though.
That's right,
yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
You and Doug, you both are still doing it.
Yeah, that's it, man. I still can't convince myself that I'm any older than, like, 23, you know?
Yeah, right.
Like, what? No,
hey,
I'm bulletproof and immortal. Why?
I promised myself I'd be a Toys R Us kid, so.
That's right.
The toys
are
just better and more expensive.
Yeah, exactly.
I
don't want to grow up,
big truck. You know, it's funny. When I was a little kid, I used to collect Matchbox cars, and I always liked trucks. Mm-hmm. And I have a fleet of trucks, huh, James?
Mm-hmm.
I have like a 65 GMC, a 60 Ford Ranchero, a 77 Ford Ranchero, and a 97 Ford F-250. I don't like anything that's got a computer in it.
Wait, are these Hot Wheels, or are these like cars you got, like, if you mow the lawn, you'll find them?
In my 71 International. But I took the driveline out of that and put it in a 61 Ford I had because I dropped the driveline on the railroad tracks hauling ass one day.
Yeah, y'all some country motherfuckers, man.
Hey, I'm from L.A.
That shit doesn't happen in Oakland.
I'm from L.A. I grew up in Glendale. I was born and raised in Glendale.
Oh, okay.
You know,
Tarzana Hospital.
We had
I'm
big,
born Tarzana,
big trucks. We had big trucks there in the city, too.
Oh, yeah. And a lot of low cars.
Oh, yeah, man. My 65 cruising Van Nuys Boulevard and my 65
Right, you say the Boulevard,
yep. Oh,
rolling down the street in my 6-4, jocking
that's
the freaks,
right.
Clocking the dump.
That's right. Those are good times.
Yeah.
Very good times, especially when my brother came home from Vietnam, man. My dad worked for motion picture industry, and our parents owned like 4 apartments and a couple houses, or actually 4 houses and 2 sets of apartment units. And they gave my brother 1 apartment, and we used to have all these kegger parties and One time these gangbangers tried to crash one of our parties, and my brother called Dad, and there's a house in the front, and it's down in the back where his apartment was. There's a fourplex, and right off of Glen Oaks Boulevard, there's used to be a Mexican restaurant right there. So all these gangbangers jumped up and tried to crash our party. They kind of mingled in and then started smashing stuff, you know. My brother called Dad. Dad came down. My brother stood up on the brick fence with a Dad tossed him a .45 submachine gun, the Army, U.S. Navy issue that he had. And Dad stood at the other end of the driveway with his Uzi. And, man, they were blasting caps, and those suckers were running like cockroaches.
Okay, yeah, that doesn't happen in Oakland either yet.
And that was like 1972.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Party.
I got my band shot through and through by some little young brother running down the street shooting at somebody else, and he shot my van.
Go ahead, what happened?
Oh, no, that's pretty much the story. It was just kind of like I was sitting on my porch watching this kid run down the street shooting backwards, and I was like, man, that kid's going to hit my van. And sure enough, it went through and I was like, man, that's not fair.
Yeah, right.
Hopefully it didn't hit anything vital, right?
Just the front window and the back window.
I
drove around like that
window?
For 2 years and never got pulled over. It was weird.
Whoa.
When we got back from our tour last summer, I came home and our fucking apartment building got shot up, and there's like fucking 8 bullet holes in our building, you know, like in like right where our roommate's wall is. There's like 3 bullet holes there and shit.
Damn,
going through from that apartment's all shot up.
Oh, man. So it's like my neighborhood's not the only one.
The
struggle is real.
Yeah, there's a fucking street at the far Chinese village, and a bunch of people shooting rounds off at each other over there, I guess.
Listen, you guys, I got to jump off. I'm starving to death. I haven't eaten yet.
All
righty. Well, I thank you guys for tuning in and sharing your stories with us, and tell all of our listeners out there, party or go home. We'll see you next time.
We'll see you again. Thanks. We love you, Candace.
See ya.
Love you too.
Cheers.
Bye. All right.
Bye-bye. Bye.